From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Headwaters Fund Board meets in Eureka Tuesday. Among the items to be discussed, Redwood Region Economic Development Commission has executed an airline services agreement with United Airlines effective January 5th of this year. In order to establish a line of credit, RREDC is requesting an initial sum of $126,000 to be deposited into an escrow account, along with community contributions totaling just over $500,000. The minimum revenue guarantees period in the contract between the two runs from June 7th of this year to June 6th next year. To ensure that HWF minimum revenue commitments of $250,000 are available, it's recommended to extend the contract with RREDC from 1 year to 16 months. The panel will also nominate a slate of candidates for chair and vice chair. The meeting happens 12:15 to 2:45 at the Prosperity Center on E Street in Eureka. Burglar tools and heroin. That's what Eureka police say they found on a man suspected of trying to break into vehicles. Officers went to the 600 block of J Street for a report of a man casing vehicles carrying bolt cutters. Officers contacted a person matching the description, identifying him as 20-year-old Austin Porter. Porter was detained and searched due to being on probation for burglary and falsifying his identity. He was found to be in possession of burglary tools and heroin. One officer noted that he had taken several vehicle burglary reports in the downtown area over the past 24 hours and had surveillance from one of the reports. Officers were able to determine that Porter was the suspect in those surveillance images. He's booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of vehicle burglary, possession of burglary tools, possession of heroin, and violating probation. Suspicious activity noticed by police in Garberville Monday led to the arrest of a man on numerous counts. Police found 29-year-old Raymond Smith at the Johnston Quality Motel, 839 Redwood Drive. Deputies learned that Smith is a registered sex offender who failed to register in Humboldt County. It was also discovered that he currently has a felony, a warrant out in Mendocino County for violating probation. Police said they also found packages of suspected meth, pot, and hypodermic needles on him. Smith transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Well, citizens of Brookings will have an opportunity to provide input on future capital improvement projects in Brookings Parks. The city will host a public workshop February 22nd, 4 p.m. in the Emergency Operations Center to discuss updates to the Brookings Parks Master Plan. The plan's 6 years old and in need of an update. So far, of those 80 projects, 53 have been completed. Another 9 are on the way. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.